Okay, welcome back to In and Out Kabaddi. It's podcast number 3 from us for Pro Kabaddi season number 7. And the energy this week is ramped up as the PKL moves on to the maximum city, Mumbai. It is, of course, Sahel's adopted home. Sahel, good to be back at home for a week or so?
Yeah, really good to be back. It's pretty special, actually, to be back in Bombay where everything began in 2014. It's called the City of Dreams, and maybe it's called that for a reason, because the dream of Pro Kabaddi lifted off here on the 26th of July 2014, and it's quite cool to come back and quite surreal to come back to the dome at the NSCI where it all began, and have that, you know, that memory so strong back in force as well. So yeah, really special to be back in Mumbai.
I saw a great picture of you and your commentary partner Padam, who you've been working with, of course, since 2014 on social media the other day. You guys look to be having fun. It's a very exuberant city, isn't it?
It is, and also there's a different charm about it through the monsoons. You know, you've got the rain just pouring down outside the stadium. You come in and there's a different energy about it. People travel for hours to try and get a glimpse of some of the Kabaddi action, and that's what makes it all the more special for the players as well. They can feed off that energy, and it really is like a cauldron, but it's perhaps the best stadium to come to in terms of watching Kabaddi. Chennai has that energy as well. The Telugu Titans home has that energy too. But Mumbai as well, given that the time of the year clashes with the monsoons, there's a real charm about it.
Yeah, of course, right by the coast, isn't it, the NSCI. Now, of course, in fact, as I say this, the rains are lashing down here in London. Fingers crossed we're not going to have flooding.
That happens 362 days of 365, Dan. So
hey, it was 38 degrees last week, Sal.
Yeah, for what, 3 hours?
About 2 days.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, caused absolute chaos. So the match we highlighted in the preview show last week was the UP Yodas versus the Bengal Warriors. Now, there have been some incredibly close matches this week, and we will go into that later. But the one we highlighted as the one to watch this week was a complete and utter shutout, as the Warriors completely ran riot.
Yeah, and sort of expected as well, because UP Yodha seem to be struggling with injury concerns. They don't have Rishank Dibadiga. They don't have, you know, their raiders firing in Monu Goyet and Shrikant Jadhav. He's been really ordinary so far. On the other side, the Bengal Warriors have been incredible to watch. They've got that raiding trio who are probably the most exciting to watch this season. Nabi Bakhsh from Iran, you've got Prapanjan, who I'm not sure why Gujarat let go of, and you've got Maninder, who's just continued in that rich vein of form. So that is a scintillating trio, and then they've got the defence that's sorted, because they've actually got Jeeva Kumar, who played for UP Yodha last season, has come into the central role for the Bengal Warriors, and he's controlling that defence beautifully and allowing the best to come out of the young defenders, and that's been scintillating. So the Bengal Warriors really have one of the best teams in the competition. They just need to iron out a few chinks in terms of their leadership and in terms of how they handle the big pressure moments. And I think they'll be good to go till the back end of the tournament.
And of course, just 2 points shy of the half century there. That was a real humdinger from the Bengal Warriors. Now, Delhi, I had an absolute stormer last week, because I tipped Puneri Pultan for the title. And then I said Dabang Delhi would do what they always do, or in my eyes always do.
And Dan Strange, what did Sohail Chandok tell you?
You said don't back Puneri Pultan, and Dabang Delhi will step up and will do well. And of course, figures speak for themselves. Back-to-back single point wins. And they're flying. They've won 3 from 3.
Yeah, they've won 3 from 3, because that third win after the 2 back-to-back single point wins was a 20-point win versus the Haryana Steelers. And Dabang Delhi seemed to be coasting. They had a great season in season 6. And because they kept the nucleus in the core of their squad, that's the only reason why I did think they would continue to have a good run in season 7. And in many ways, the youngsters who were in the squad in season 6 are now a season old. They've got more experience under their belt. They're not scared of the spotlight. And that's what's helping. They're really coming out firing in season 7. But yeah, Puneri Pultan's season is going from bad to worse. Anup Kumar as a coach hasn't had an impact yet, and They had a 20-point loss to the Bengal Warriors. So they aren't really shining too bright because Nitin Tomar's still been injured and they seem to not really have too many answers given that their defense as well, with the experience of Surjeet and Girish Arnak, isn't arriving either. So there's some real problems and real concerns for the Puneri Paltan, but not that many for the table toppers, Dabang Delhi.
Now, you mentioned the Bengal Warriors winning by a big margin. There have been some very close matches in the season so far. We'll come to that more in a minute. But there have also been some huge margins this season of victory. I mean, the Bulls against the Fortune Giants. Fortune Giants won by 18. The Tamil Tulivas won by 13 against Telugu. JPP won by, I think it was 19. Was it 19 points sell against Human Bar? Anyway, we won't go into that one. But there's been some big old margins of victory this year. What do you put that down to? Why are teams getting blown away?
Now, what you actually see is one aspect of the teams that's really good, and one aspect that's therefore needing to lift. And when you suddenly need to lift one aspect, or you think that one aspect's a little lower in rank, you try and overdo things, and that's what we're finding with a lot of teams. A team like UP Yodha as well, even though they've got two raiders in Monu Goeth and Shrikant Jadhav, because they're not firing, you've got someone like Nitesh Kumar on the right corner, who's a young captain who thinks he's got to take the responsibility into his own hands. And suddenly there's advanced tackles, and with those advanced tackles come errors. So I think it's just one aspect of the team that's slowing them down and then needing to overcompensate for that aspect, and that's where the errors are creeping in. And when those errors start coming in, they can't quite recover from them. And then it goes from bad to worse where they take more risks. So the Raiders aren't really scoring big points unless they're being gifted them. And whenever we're seeing shoddy defense, the Raiders are smart enough this season to take the onus upon themselves. So in the older season, I think Raiders weren't as smart as they are this season. Now they're sitting back, waiting for the mistakes to happen. And when they do, they're latching on and cashing in.
And of course, 8 matches, 18.5 points per game difference in the winning margin between the two teams. Unbelievable stuff. There have also, as we said, been some really thrilling close encounters in the last week. JPP 27, Bengal 25, nail-biting. And Deepak Hooda, I think, to say he was a happy man would be an understatement. Patna powered their way to a 24-23 win against Tamil Tulivas. A result which won't have upset you, but it will have disappointed you because you do sort of favour towards the Tulivas being a Chennai boy.
Yeah, it's hard to favour the Tamil Tulivas who've been wooden spooners, but this season they actually do have the side that can go deep. The only issue for that side is as the season wears on, they will get slightly tired. They're an older squad, and so they've got to be careful of those injury concerns and take care of those bodies till the back end of the season. But what a game that was, the Patna Pirates versus Tamil Tulivas, a 1-point win. And in a game where you've got more than 1,600 points for the Raiders, they scored a total of, I think, less than 10. You've got Ajay Thakur, Pardeep Narwal, Rahul Chaudhary and Shankun Lee all combined in total in their careers of Pro Kabaddi for more than 1,600 raid points. And that is serious caliber on court. But it was the defense that called the shots. It was the defense that kept them really quiet. And it was an outstanding game of Kabaddi. It was a low-scoring thriller. And it was crazy because it was, I think, 11 apiece or 13-11 at the end of the first half. And it just went by so quickly. Even though it was a low scorer, you could just feel the pulse and the intensity of that match. And that, for me, was perhaps the match of the week, together with the Umumba versus Bengaluru Bulls matchup, because that was just before it as well. And Umumba had the onus upon themselves. They had the lead by 5. They were leading 21-16, I think, at one stage. And then a mistake from Fazal Attachali, a mistake from Sandeep Narwal, just allowed the Bengaluru Bulls back in. And you do not give Pawan Sarawat and the Bengaluru Bulls more than a sniff, because they will take it and run with it. And that's exactly what they did in the final 5 minutes. So those two games, for me, highlighted what was a really tight week again for some of the games.
And the reigning champions, the Bengaluru Bulls, of course, getting the win. The top three currently, Dabang Delhi have 3 wins from 3. They sit top. Bengal have 2 wins and a loss so far. Sitting in second, of course, BC Ramesh, happy with his team. They look fairly settled. And Patna currently 2-1. They're a team that they've got so many Raiders. Raiders galore in that Patna Pirates team. Currently sitting third. Bottom at the moment, UP Yodha, minus 56 their points difference. Now, it's very early in the season, but is there any way back for Jasveer Singh's team?
It's going to be tough. I mean, the coach, Jasveer, hasn't really come out and been too negative, which is good to hear. But he's got to be realistic with what the team has to do, because they played two and lost two. As you said, the season is long, though. They've still got plenty of time left in this season. But when you start with a score difference of minus 56, that tells you there's a real hole or a few holes in that defensive unit. But also, the Raiders aren't scoring enough points, because that's a huge margin to lose by. Puneri Paltin also 3 play, 3 lost, and their score difference is negative 40. And these score differences will come into the picture towards the business end when you've got two teams or three teams vying for those top, you know, those final two spots in the top six. That score difference is going to be vital. So they have to make sure they keep within touching distance of the opposition, or that could come back to hurt them later.
You actually, I noticed the other day, you actually had a day off. What's going on? You went and watched some kabaddi instead of commentating on it. Did you sit there? I bet you did. Sit there and just analyse the game for everyone around you, whether they wanted you to or not.
I won't lie, I did exactly that. But look, it was really great to actually watch a game from the sidelines as a fan. Yeah, as you said, I don't get to do that very often. So it was a lot of fun to do. It was a lot of fun to just watch it from close quarters as a fan and not have to commentate on it. Even though I think, as you said, I couldn't help myself at times to commentate to the people sitting next to me. Although I could say as an excuse that I was explaining the game to a couple of others on my left and right. But look, it's a lot of fun. I think for any sports fan, and I've been a sports fan before I was a sports broadcaster, and I've watched a lot of sport around the world across different sports and different types of sport. But anyone that's a sports fan must, I think, watch Pro Kabaddi at some stage in their life, live at a stadium, and maybe at the dome at the NSCI or in Chennai or in Hyderabad, because there is a different energy about this sport in the stadium, and it is a spectacle. It's a really, really, really wonderful spectacle to watch.
If you want to keep in touch with what we're talking about at In and Out Kabaddi, you can just follow us on Twitter at In and Out Kabaddi, or you can follow Sahel on Twitter and Instagram at Sahel Chanduk, and myself, Dan Strange, on the same at Dan Strange TV. If you want to ask us any questions, do, and we'll try and answer them in the podcast. Well, as we head out to July, the Pro Kabaddi League soon will be moving on to Patna. We will see you all again very soon, because we're going to do a preview pod for the next week or so. But otherwise, as there will be a change of pace between Mumbai and Patna, for now, we'll say goodbye and we'll speak again soon.
Yeah, we'll do, Dan. Catch up soon. One day I'll say I told you so.